The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by Miller Lite, United Airlines, and University of Phoenix.
Zach Zabeman along with 85 Bear Tom Thayer, and there is a lot to discuss in regards to the Bears and in regards to the National Football League. This is the week leading up to the Super Bowl. And what better time and who better to talk to than a man who has actually won the Super Bowl, who has a championship ring, 30 years running. Tom Thayer, welcome aboard. You've got to be excited about this kind of week in the NFL.
Yeah, I am. You know, it's kind of unusual. I'm excited about this Super Bowl. Usually in the past, I've always been a little bit of jealous or just had some envy of the guys that are going to the Super Bowl because I know how much fun it is. But I think the matchup of an elder statesman like Peyton Manning and then a new generation with incredible athleticism and Cam Newton, it's going to be a great Super Bowl to watch. And I think they come from, you know, two opposite ends of the spectrum, but I think it is right now in the term of football, it's going to hold the attention of a lot of people, whether you're a fan of football or you're just kind of you know, you have an attraction to one of the personalities in the Super Bowl this year.
I think the thing that stands out to me is that you have Peyton Manning, who is probably at the end. This very well may be his last game as a player in the NFL, and he's your typical old school kind of quarterback. And then you have in Cam Newton, I think the start of what we're going to begin to see going forward in the NFL. Now, you can't mimic the size, strength, and quarterback prowess all in one that Cam Newton has. But the style of play overall, I think, is something that you need to have going forward in the NFL, Tom.
You know, Zach, like, you, and I'm glad you brought it up because there are not a lot of Cam Newtons. So you can't desire his quarterback style of play in having these runs that are called with him and the intended ball carrier if you're not 6'5", 260. Because I was reading some comments by some of the young quarterbacks that were involved in the Senior Bowl that are getting evaluated and talking about having a Cam Newton-like approach to their game. Yeah, but if you're 6'1", 6'2", 210, 215 pounds, you see where that got guys like RG3 and such. I think is that Cam Newton is the perfect match of where he has the athleticism to learn the game of football, and now he gets a lot out of himself athletically, mentally, and physically, and he's put everything together. If you think that you're going to be a smaller guy and you're going to rely on that to get you through your first five or six in the years in the league, it's not going to happen because you're not going to be up to the durability process. And I do think one of the great measuring sticks of the quarterback position in this Super Bowl is where do you want? Do you want superiority mentally or do you want it physically? And that's what you do have with these two quarterbacks. And so some of the judgment will be, you know, left on the field if Peyton Manning does more to Carolina's defense than Carolina's defense is capable of doing to Peyton Manning.
Zach Zabeman, Tom Thayer with you here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Like most of you, we're going to be watching the game on TV come Sunday, but one guy who will actually be watching in person on the sideline with a great vantage point is former Bears center Roberto Garza. I guess we can call him El Reportero Lateral, which means sideline reporter in Spanish. He's going to be on the Spanish language broadcast on ESPN Deportes, and Roberto Garza joins us now. What's that like, taking over a job that I usually hold?
Well, I just want to tell you guys, thank you for having me on the show. And, you know, it's been fun to jump on this side of the field now. You know, obviously I don't get a chance to play anymore, but get a chance to be on the field and talk about the game has been you know, a great opportunity. And obviously at this stage, it's going to be something that I'm really going to enjoy.
You know, Roberto, congratulations, because you're in a unique spot. You're bringing that attraction to an audience that they really haven't gone out and tried to capture that audience on a Super Bowl Sunday. Here it is, the 50th anniversary of the Super Bowl, and I mean you're an incredible part of the attraction of an audience that they're looking to get. And I tell you what, I congratulate you for it. I think you're going to be great.
Well, thank you. You know, obviously the opportunity that was given to me by ESPN Deportes is something that, you know, not too many people get the opportunity to work with somebody like ESPN. And I'm very fortunate I have that opportunity. And to be on board with the first time that ESPN Deportes will be televising the Super Bowl, obviously a great accomplishment for ESPN Deportes. So, you know, obviously I'm the rookie here, so I'm just trying to pick up as much as I can from the other reporters, and I'm trying to learn from those guys. And, you know, it's kind of a different role for me now.
We're talking with former Bears center Roberto Garza, who will be on the sidelines of Super Bowl 50. How much does it help you that you have close relationships with so many ex-Bears on both sides for Denver and, of course, Carolina? There's so many people that the Panthers stand out in terms of guys that you played with, some guys that you even ended up going to Super Bowl 41 with. That has to be something that helps you in your preparation for this game.
Well, you know, you get a chance to talk to those guys, and a visit with them is obviously going to be a part of why they brought me here. So it's going to be fun to catch up with them and talk about the opportunity they have to be Super Bowl champion. As we all know, it doesn't come around as often as we would like. And, you know, for them to have this opportunity, obviously, of course, they've had Peanut Olsen and Jerry Allen for that 1 year that we played together, and the other guys that are out there have this opportunity. It's amazing. You know, obviously getting a chance to be on the field and take part in that is going to be something to enjoy.
You know, Roberto, this is the next biggest game in the history of professional football. But where does your attention lie? Because you have so much fanfare surrounding the sidelines of a game like the Super Bowl, but then you have the action taking place on the field. Is your attention going to be on field when the ball is snapped and then off the field when they're in the huddle calling the play?
Well, you know, obviously as an Army, as a lineman, you're going to be watching the ball, watching those guys get in the trenches, go out there and battle. But, you know, I'll be covering the pregame on the sideline, and then I believe at halftime I'll be in the booth. So get a chance just to take it all in, and then go up in the booth and help Alvaro Martin and Raul Alegre, you know, analyze the game and see what's going on. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity to taking it all in, and obviously trying to help them cover the game as best as I can.
All right, help us break it down. And we're visiting with former Bears center Roberto Garza, who will be on the sideline for the Spanish language broadcast of Super Bowl 50. From an X's and O's standpoint, what stands out to you? What intrigues you about this matchup?
Well, obviously, you know, the best defense and obviously one of the best offenses out there. And I think, you know, when you guys were talking about Cam Newton and what he brings to the table with the zone read and with all the different matchup that the offense creates, it's going to be interesting to see how Wade Phillips and that defense plan their attack on how to slow down that offense that's been so good in the, you know, in the start of football games.
Hey, Roberto, you're a center for either a stationary target like Peyton Manning or a guy that you really don't know where he's going to be after the ball is snapped, and a guy like Cam Newton. Hey, what quarterback would you rather be going into the game with?
To me, it's the guy that wins. Both guys are proven winners, and you know, throughout my career, I've been fortunate to play with a lot of different quarterbacks. When you get an opportunity to have, you know, either one of those guys, I mean, they're obviously special talents and some of the best in the NFL. Obviously, what Peyton has done in the NFL and historically is obviously one of the best. And Cam Newton is, you know, he's a pocket passer where he needs to be. He's outside the box and can carry the ball in those sweeps and make people miss and use that big body to create first downs for an explosive offense.
Roberto, I have a question for you in regards to the Spanish language radio broadcasts of the Carolina Panthers. They're getting a lot of publicity of late. Ron Rivera, the Panthers head coach, actually plays a highlight of the Spanish language broadcast during the film room when they're actually going over plays after a game. How popular has this become, those two guys in particular, in regards to what they do?
Well, you know, obviously they're using a lot of emotion and passion for what they do, and that's what the fan base wants. So they're doing a hell of a job and you know, creating a lot of buzz, and they're really good at what they do. You know, obviously, of course, Rivera sees that and sees the passion they bring to the table, and is using that you know, to motivate his team.
Hey, Roberto, did you enjoy watching football this year, or did you watch the games that you wanted to see, or did you go out there and extend yourself and look around the league a little bit?
Well, as you know, Tom, your first year, it's tough to watch some of those games, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, you definitely enjoy football from a different perspective now. You know, when you're not out there, you enjoy watching the actual game and rooting, obviously, for the Chicago Bears and for them to do well. And you know, just get to enjoy the game. You know, I was home for Sundays now, so which was something different, but you know, something that you know it takes some time to get used to.
Well, at least you'll be close to the action come Sunday in Santa Clara when you get to watch the Broncos and Panthers up close from the sidelines calling the action for ESPN Deportes. Roberto Garza, this was a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us and talking a little football.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime.
Thank you, Roberto.
Thank you.
Former Bears center Roberto Garza spending some time with us here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. And Tom, we go from one ex-Bear to one current Bear, and that would be the longest tenured Bear currently on the roster, the veteran kicker Robbie Gould, the only Bear on the current roster who participated in Super Bowl 41, which means he's got a lot of friends and colleagues on both the Panthers and the Broncos that he knows quite well. And Robbie joins us now here on Bears All Access. Are you jealous or are you happy for those guys?
Well, I'm a little of both. Obviously, you know, my brother coached for the Denver Broncos, so I'm cheering really hard for the Denver Broncos, but you know, it's tough because you have great guys like Greg Olsen and Charles Tillman, who, you know, you played with for so many years, and you'd like to see them get their first ring too. So, you know, for me, you'd like to be there. That's what you try to prepare for every season, is to get to that pinnacle, of the Super Bowl. And obviously when you reach that pinnacle in year two, you think it's going to be easy to get back there. And the closest we've got to getting to that point was 2010 in the NFC Championship. And, you know, every day you wake up, you go to work out, do the things that you need to do to prepare to get to that moment. And obviously you're a little jealous that they're there because you want to be there. But at the same token, it's kind of bittersweet for me because my brother's going to be coaching the sideline, and hopefully he'll get a Super Bowl ring.
Hey, Robbie, I want to back up a little bit into the playoffs. And you got Blair Walsh, last kick of the game that kicks the Minnesota Vikings out of the playoffs when he's on your team. And then you got the kicker for the New England Patriots that misses an extra point to open up the game. You know, where is the kicker at? Is it harder to overcome the one at the end of the game, or is it harder to be more accurate early in the game?
Well, I think it's the whole way through, obviously. You know, every kick matters, whether it's the first quarter or whether it's the last kick of the game, and you saw that in two different postseason games. And realistically, moving back the extra point, that was going to happen at some point throughout the season, throughout the playoffs. It was going to cost somebody the game, and every play realistically matters, whether it's an offense or defensive play, a special teams play. Unfortunately, in our position, and it's fortunate at times, is that play gets magnified more so than a missed tackle, more so than an offensive line missing their block, or you know, an interception or a fumble, because they get 70 plays a game and we only get 10 plays a game if we're lucky. So I think the biggest thing for both of those guys, who are great kickers, they'll rebound and they'll have great years next year. And I know for Blair especially, being in that position, that's something that's going to make him work even harder, and he's going to come back next year and have a stronger year than he did this year.
It's a lot easier to say than to do, isn't it, though?
Well, not necessarily. I think you're talking about two guys that are pros. Obviously, both of them have made Pro Bowls, have been good kickers in the National Football League for the time that they've been in the National Football League. So I think when it comes to guys overcoming kicks, I think both those guys have the mentality that they'll be able to obviously survive both those kicks but continue to have a great career.
You know, it's something, Robbie, because you look at a position, you know, an offensive and defensive lineman, linebacker, when their skills start to diminish, it's obvious, you can see it. And it seems like that the kickers, they can get over, they can stay strong, they stay active. You see it in Vinatieri. But it seems like the challenge to a kicker is always mentally. Is that something that it starts at the beginning of your career and gets harder towards the end of your career? Or is it something that you kind of overcome at a period of time in your career?
Well, I think every kicker needs a moment, just like every player needs a moment. And for me, my moment came in the playoffs, and I had a really good second year, which is my first year, really full year in the National Football League. I finished my first year, my rookie year, making 16 to 17 kicks. So I started to get in a rhythm and a routine and understanding how to be a pro. But my welcome to the National Football League moment that gave me that confidence and the mentality was the Seattle kick in the divisional playoff game from 49 yards. When I made that kick, I really felt like I had the confidence to not only kick in Chicago, but to kick in any situation. And that was probably my biggest kick to that point of my career. And obviously we went on to the Super Bowl and, you know, we've made some big kicks and we've also missed some big kicks. So, there are things that happen that, you know, you're only as good as your next kick. And that's the mentality that I've taken. And some of those kicks that you miss, you, put behind you and look to the future. And the ones that you make, you use it as confidence building going forward.
Visiting with Bears kicker Robbie Gold here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. And before we get to the Bears offseason and last season and kind of put everything together, let's get your analysis hat on and give us a breakdown of what you think is going to happen in Super Bowl 50 between the Panthers and the Broncos. Because I remember when you guys were getting ready for Super Bowl 41, you knew privately that you guys had a major advantage from a special team standpoint over the Indianapolis Colts, and you were confident as a group that you could make something big happen, and you did right away with the opening kick, Devin Hester going all the way for the touchdown. When you look at these two teams, what stands out to you?
Well, I think, first of all, Cam Newton, obviously being a dual-threat quarterback against what has become the and is the best defense in the National Football League. And unfortunately, the Carolina Panthers, who have a great defense as well, might get overlooked a little bit and will be a little overshadowed with that comparison of those two that I said first. I think if the Broncos, who had done a great job of putting pressure on Tom Brady, Wade Phillips, who's a great defensive coordinator, showed a lot of different looks than what they did the first game versus the second game. I think that'll kind of help the Denver defense against a somewhat inexperienced playoff player and or Super Bowl player, because a lot of the guys in Denver have put a team together that's been together in these runs for 3 or 4 years now. So most of these guys have been there. There's a handful of guys, I think, on Carolina that have been there. But I do think that that helps managing the week. You don't get caught up in the awe of playing in the Super Bowl, the hoopla that goes around it. Obviously, the beginning of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, is kind of abnormal. And you got to make it as normal of a game week as you possibly can, and that's very difficult. So I think the experience of Denver with the ability to that defense and Wade Phillips, I think they're going to put a lot of pressure on Cam Newton, and that front, the front's got to help. Now, for Carolina against the Denver offensive line, who has struggled at times for sure, the Panthers have to have a great pass rush and get to Peyton Manning. If they let him sit back there and do what he does, what he did against us in the Super Bowl in 06, Peyton will probably do a very good job against that defense, manage the game really well. And it's going to be a close game, I think. But I think the Denver Broncos come out on top just because of that experience. And Peyton's been there now 4 times. He gets it. He understands it. He knows how to help the young guys moving forward. But they definitely have to control the week from beginning to end.
Hey, Robbie, you were the first professional kicker to play in that stadium for an actual regular season game. Is there anything, pros and cons, about the turf? Because I've heard bad things about it since the stadium opened. Is there any wind conditions, any weather conditions, any like little nuances about that stadium that you recognize when you were in there?
Well, I think the footing has gotten worse since it's open. We actually played on a great surface. I didn't find it to be soft. I didn't find it to be difficult when planning or anything like that. That has been noticeably an issue moving from the preseason when they tried to practice there the whole way through kind of the whole season. I think as far as the wind patterns are concerned, it's kind of a unique stadium because whether it feels right to left to right, the ball doesn't move a whole lot. So these guys, hopefully they'll get a chance to kick in the stadium like we did later in the week and get a real feel for it before your first kick, obviously, in the Super Bowl. So play everything right and left center, depending on how you feel the breeze. And I think just stay true to your routine. And really the hard part about it for a kicker is usually you warm up an hour before the game. Now you're warming up 2 hours before the game, and trying to stay warm and stay in your routine and stay loose. And then at halftime, it's like an hour at halftime instead of your typical 12 minutes. So those are the two big things for kickers to overcome in a Super Bowl.
Yeah, the little things that most people don't think about as you get ready for a game like this. Before we say goodbye, Robbie Gould, year one under John Fox and Ryan Pace, you saw the culture change at Halas Hall. As you head into this offseason, what gives you the confidence that going forward the arrow is pointing up and things are going in the right direction?
Well, you hear a lot of guys talking about creating a winning culture. I mean, obviously, we're in a lot of games, and there's a couple plays here and there that, you know, we just didn't get done. And that kind of really was the separation between potentially going to the playoffs and having the record that we did. But I think when it comes to in the locker room, having confidence in the general manager, having confidence in a head coach and the coaching staff that's putting you in positions to be successful, to make plays, and to do the things that you're really, really good at, not only on a daily basis, but a weekly basis in games, you can see where this team is headed. Obviously, we had a great draft last year. We had 9, whether it's drafted or undrafted, rookie free agents play, which I think that experience will help us leading into next year. Most of those guys started in certain roles throughout the season for us. And I think that's what you want to see. You want to see them add good free agents. You want to see them add more draft picks and give us some depth. And, you know, I think the guys that we have as far as the veteran leadership in the locker room, you could definitely feel the change in that culture. You can feel the change in leadership. And I think those things will carry this team, which has high expectations. I mean, I think everyone left the offseason knowing that we're going to be playing football longer than the end of December. And we know that there's a trophy that sits in the middle of the lobby at Halas Hall, and it's pretty lonely. And that's what our mentality is, to win games and to march towards winning a Super Bowl.
Robbie, well, thank you.
I was just going to say, you did lose your assistant special teams coordinator coach, and now Coach Rogers has to break in another assistant coach for you guys also.
Yeah, I mean, Darius, I'm happy for him. It's great, obviously, when your coaches are leaving your team, whether it's an Adam Gase, to go be the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, or a Mike Groh to go be an offensive coordinator at the Rams. You want guys to leave your staff because that means they're doing something well. And to see those guys go, you're happy for them, and you're also excited for guys like Dal Loggins to get an opportunity and to see what he can do and what we're going to be able to expand on. Coach Fox talks about our systems aren't changing. So it'll be unique to see how Dal does and as an offensive coordinator. But, you know, that's, you know, part of the league. Guys, players, coaches, everyone kind of comes and goes, and your staff is always ever changing. Your players are always changing, probably even up through the end of the season. So you're excited for those guys to get their opportunities because they obviously paid their dues and did some great things for us as a team. And, you know, you got to be excited for them as a player.
Robbie, good stuff. Thank you so much. Enjoy Super Bowl Sunday.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Thank you, Robbie.
Your brother, Robbie Gould's brother, an assistant coach on the Denver Broncos. Let's take a break. And, Tom, when we come back, one of the most familiar faces, one of the best players in the Bears division, is reportedly set to say goodbye. We'll discuss next here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Chicago Bear Network presents Inside the Bears, a unique TV show hosted by Anthony Adams and Lauren Screeden and brought to you by Jimmy John's. Inside the Bears airs every Sunday night at 10:35 on Fox 32 Chicago, or visit chicagobears.com/insidethebears to check out show segments anytime. 85 Bear, Tom Thayer is along. I'm Zach Sadman. We'll be joined in a little bit by 7-time former Bear Pro Bowl selection Jay Hilgenberg. We'll ask him what he thinks about this new type of Pro Bowl that we're seeing that fewer and fewer people are watching. So I want to get his take on how to fix it, if he likes it going forward. There's a lot to discuss in regards to that stuff. Plus, we'll get his take on Super Bowl 50. But before we get to that, the report coming out yesterday and spilling over into today that Calvin Johnson has apparently told the Detroit Lions that last season was his final year in the National Football League, and then a new report coming out today saying that the Lions are not going to let Calvin Johnson retire without a fight, and they're trying to find a way to bring him back and convince him to continue playing at least through the 2016 season. What has Calvin Johnson, Tom, meant when you look at the landscape of the NFL, but specifically the NFC North?
Oh, my God. I mean, he's, you know, the receiver position, you see what he's brought to it. In terms of, you know, people are always suspect of great size. Does size and athleticism meet a match ability? Is he willing to go over the middle? Is he fast enough to go over the top? Is he quick enough to get off of press coverage? Everything Calvin Johnson, you can check the yes box according to the column next to him, because he's one of the greatest players in the history of the league, one of the most dominating receivers in the history of the league. Whether you double him at the line of scrimmage or double him downfield, he's still going to get his catches and yards. And if there's any one player that Matthew Stafford owes his statistical success to, it's Calvin Johnson. So the talk of retirement, I can see why, but it's always a sad state of affair when you see a guy like Calvin Johnson or even Barry Sanders throughout my era, because you envy the commitment that those guys have given to the game, but it's kind of disappointing when you don't see those guys have the opportunities to succeed according to their greatness.
Yeah, at the highest possible stage, which would be like Sunday, for example, in Super Bowl 50. The thing that stands out to me, and I think it's very similar to Barry Sanders, in that if this is true, and Calvin Johnson has indeed played his last game in the NFL, he leaves you feeling as though there's more in the tank. And, you know, I think you were a guy, when you called it quits, I think you had enough of the game and there probably wasn't much left in the tank. That's the thing that I think has surprised a lot of people about this decision.
You know, I was 33 years old when I retired. So there's a lot more that goes through your mind from 30, in which he's 30 years old, to 33. When you add those seasons, he had the surgeries that are connected to each one of those extra seasons that I had. So it was in my mind that I knew that I was going to retire when I was standing on the field for my last game. But, you know, Calvin is faced. You look at the money he's walking away from, and that's got to be incredibly hard to do. However, that makes me admire him even more, that he has that peace of mind and he has the confidence in his mind that this is the time, and if he's ready to go, then let me leave the game while I'm, you know, still on top of, in terms of the health equation goes.
The official tablet app of the Chicago Bears, Bears Daily, powered by Xfinity, is now available for free download. Search Bears Daily for the latest team news, videos, photos, and more. Let's take a break. When we come back, we will talk to the man known as Hilgi, the 7-time Pro Bowl selection, the former Bears center, 85 Bear, Jay Hilgenberg. Also, line him up, 312-644-6767. Coming up in just a bit, we will also play the Sports Authority Best Caller of the Show contest, in which the best caller with the best question for Tom Thayer, as we go rapid fire with this stuff, will win a gift certificate to Sports Authority. That's ahead on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Join the season ticket priority list for future opportunities to become a Bears season ticket holder. Visit ChicagoBears.com to join now. Zach Zaidman alongside 85 Bear Tom Thayer. And this is a big week for the 85 Bears, and joined by another one, Jay Hilgenberg. You can hear him on the WBBM News Radio pregame show and postgame show every single Sunday during the regular season, and we are privileged to be joined by the 7-time Pro Bowl selection. And the reason I bring it up, Jay, is because when you start talking about the Pro Bowl, it's very different now, what you're seeing in these Pro Bowls, than, say, when you played.
Hey, guys, how's it going, first of all? But, Zach, exactly, it is. It's a different game, different time. I understand where it's at now. But be quite honest, full disclosure, I didn't watch much of it yesterday. If we're talking about the game, I can't help you a whole bunch. But
what about, Jay, though, the guys in the same division on different teams, where you may be going up against the guy in your team and separated like that? I'm not
right.
A fan of that. I want to see guys on my team that I'm playing with, or even guys in my own division
right.
that I'm going to play with.
Right. I mean, those are some cool relationships that you form, you know, at the Pro Bowl. If you have the opportunity to go back to to multiple ones that it's you meet the guys from the Vikings and you form a relationship with those guys. I think it's tough for the fans to identify with the players as much. The conference, the NFC AFC conference, when they broke that up, I think you got to keep it the NFC AFC versus that really helps to keep that continuity of the league in this. But free agency, everything's so much different in the NFL nowadays, and the amount of money the guys make, it's a huge risk for those guys to go over and play in a game like that.
Hilgi, do you get better if you're a player like Kyle Long and you're learning how to play the position of right tackle, and yet you've played it at a level where other people respect you enough to put you on the Pro Bowl? Do you think he's getting better just off the week that he just had in Hawaii by being able to talk to guys who have played the position at that kind of level that you need to play for years?
Yeah, I think he would. I hope he uses it to get better. I think he could create a lot more confidence for himself out there. I assume the Pro Bowl, you play, it's almost like a basketball game, shadowing, pass blocking out there. So I'm sure Kyle was in a situation where, it's a game that you're with your peers. You want to go out and perform, and you don't want to be the weak link of any team you're on, especially with all the best players in the NFL out there. So there's a little pressure, I'm sure, on Kyle out there that he wanted to perform out there.
Well, something about, too, if you look at the starting lineup with Joe Thomas and Joe Staley were the two offensive tackles, and they're two great left tackles in the league. So it's interesting if Kyle Long's going to pick the brain of an experienced offensive tackle playing on the other side of the ball, it'd be interesting what you would learn from him.
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of beach time, so I don't know if there's a whole lot of football. But Kyle seems like the type of guy, though. He does. He respects those older players, and that's why Kyle's achieved what he has. Tom, you know that with playing against Howie, and he has the respect of his father, and I'm sure that's a lot of motivation for Kyle right there alone.
Visiting with former Bears center Jay Hilgenberg here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. When it comes to the Super Bowl, everyone has their own definition of X's and O's and how they're going to define the way this game's going to go. But I want to hit you with something different. You played with Ron Rivera. You were around when Ron Rivera was a defensive coordinator for the Bears as well. And, he started out from the bottom as a quality control guy and worked his way up. So he earned everything that he's gotten to this point. But knowing Ron Rivera, the person, what kind of a motivator do you think he is? And what do you think he's going to draw on when he talks to his team prior to that game? Saturday night at the team hotel, you're getting ready for that big game on Sunday. What do you think his message is going to be?
I don't think Ron really has to say a whole lot. I've been around Ron a lot, and he's always been a guy that's been willing to step up and be a leader. I remember as a union rep, he was willing to step up and be a real organizer amongst our team. And so he's the type of guy, he knows defense so well, and he's been there. So, these guys seem like they have so much respect for him, and they're on so much of a role here. And plus, with Cam Newton also, it's an amazing thing what Ron has. You're right, Zach. He came up from, the bottom. He's a quality control defense. I remember Ron telling me he felt Dave Wannstedt was trying to run him out of the business at one time, but he's willing to stick it out and work hard through it. And it's an amazing story what Ron has done.
Ron, this is the second time he's been in the locker room the night before the Super Bowl as a 16-1 participant. And the unique thing about Ron is, he cut his teeth in the NFL as a special teams player. Even though he was a high draft choice, he didn't go right into the lineup and start playing. He, with the challenges of a guy like Coach Ditka, he had to earn his keep on special teams. And I did spend years on kickoff return with Ron Revere and Jim Morrissey and guys like that. And I think you kind of gain a different sense of respect from your players when they know that you're not the marquee guy, but you sure earned your stripes on every facet of football that started with special teams.
And Jay, we'll let you out on this. We're talking with Jay Hilgenberg, the 7-time Pro Bowl selection, former Bears center, 85 Bear champion. When you look at the arrow pointing up for the Bears, which seems the popular thing that everyone's talking about. When I look offensively, and they had a good season considering some of the limitations because of the injuries that they had on that side of the ball, when you look offensively, new coordinator, new quarterbacks coach, eventually they're going to have a new receivers coach. Is the continuity that needs to be there to go forward going to be there heading into next season?
I think there is. I think with John Fox, I mean, he's made that statement that, you know, it's the Bears system. That's going to remain the same. They've elevated some coaches up within the offensive side of the ball. So it's really, I mean, you trust John Fox that he is a quality NFL head coach, and there are so many qualified people out there in the NFL that would be willing to, would love the opportunity to coach for John Fox, and, you know, let alone the Chicago Bears. So what John Fox has a good idea what he wants to do offensively, and I'm sure it'll be a great offseason for the Bears.
Jay, thank you very much. We appreciate the time. Look forward to talking to you throughout the offseason. Jay Hilgenberg, the Bears, 7-time Pro Bowl selection and champion. You learned a lot playing next to him, Tom.
I did. I learned a lot about football and a lot of different aspects of, you know, Jay was one of the guys that I learned to watch a tape from outside of Dick Stanfield. It's kind of like your personal time that you have to invest in it. That was the important part of, I think, preparation for the long term in the NFL.
Get the latest updates and messages from your Chicago Bears all year long by signing up at chicagobears.com/emails. When we come back, your chance to learn from Tom Thayer. We're giving away a gift certificate to Sports Authority, going rapid fire with all of your phone calls. Anything in regards to the Bears or the NFL is fair game. Questions for Tom Thayer next. 312-644-6767. Again, 312-644-6767. A gift certificate to Sports Authority on the line for the best caller in our next segment on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Welcome back. Bears All Access rolls on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Zach Zabin joined by 85 Bear Tom Thayer, and it's that time of the show where we give away a gift certificate to Sports Authority. We call it the Sports Authority Best Caller of the Show. We go rapid fire with your phone calls. Anything in the world of Bears football or NFL football, Super Bowl, whatever you want. Anything is fair game for Tom Thayer because he knows that much about the game. You ready for this, Tom?
I'm ready, Zach.
All right, let's rock and roll. We'll start the festivities with Mike in Genoa. Mike, you are on Bears All Access.
Tom, how are you doing, buddy?
Good, how you doing?
Good. Hey, your career was great. You had so many great players around you. Who is your one, if you name one, who is your favorite player to play with?
Oh, man. You know, defensively speaking, I'll say McMichael just because he was such a great teammate. I practiced directly face-to-face against him every day. And, you know, he created a lot of sleepless nights for me because he was a great player and he practiced hard. And, you know, he got the best of me some of those times. And But I just love the way and, you know, McMichael's commitment and his humor in everything about him. I just really enjoy, and I still enjoy being around him.
That is a big statement when you consider you played alongside arguably the best running back in the history of football.
I know. See, that's the hard thing about it. Because, you know, and I was saying it the other day, is everybody had great relationships on that football team. There was no one that you ever didn't look forward to sitting next to at any time, at any point in your career, in meetings or whatever the case was. And that was the great thing about that team still today when we saw everybody last week after 30 years is everybody still appreciates everybody's company.
Yeah, special bunch. 312-644-6767, a gift certificate to Sports Authority on the line. We go to Lamont. Paul, you are on Bears All Access.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. I want to ask, can you make a case for Denver winning? Because I have a feeling that they're going to get killed.
Oh, you know, it's going to be interesting because of the similarities of the team that Ron Rivera went to the Super Bowl with in the 85 Bears. They have a ferocious defense. They're incredibly strong in the middle. Their defensive line speaking, they have incredible talent at the linebacker position and Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis. But You don't know what his broken arm, what a type of a factor that's going to be. And then they have the most dynamic quarterback in the NFL in terms of athleticism and an appeal and everything. But with all that being said, I don't know if mentally there's a team out there that can beat Peyton Manning's decision-making process at the line of scrimmage. If he gets you off balance or out of position, he can make you pay. But if you make him question the way he's thinking at the line of scrimmage, Carolina could have a really big day against Peyton Manning because he's not going to run away from anybody.
We go up to Wisconsin. RJ, you are on Bears All Access. Hi, RJ.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, RJ.
With the receiving core that's going to be coming back next year, do you think Cutler's arm, he has such a big arm, but do you think he has a quick type release? You're seeing more and more of these quick twitch receivers that run the choice and combo routes. They're going to have to demand double teams over the top with Alshon, and if White comes back and is anything that everybody thinks he may be, do you think that that's something that they can utilize, you know, like Edelman and Amendola and some of these other guys, kind of like what they did last year towards the end of the year? Mariani had some big games with those quick choice routes. Is that something that Jay can utilize, or does he have too long to wind up and unload?
No, RJ, I think he's capable of throwing any pass out there. But I do still think you have to have the running game in an important part of the offense to make sure that your defense is attracted to stopping that portion so you do have the opportunity to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands. And you saw how that came back to haunt the New England Patriots the other day when they really didn't have a running game and they were relying on Tom Brady. He gets hit 23 times in the game and their offense is really inefficient. To me, if you get Alshon Jeffrey back and you have a healthy Kevin White and you have Eddie Royal and Mark Mariani and guys like that, I think one of the key elements, too, is Zach Miller at the tight end position. If you can keep him healthy and make sure teams still understand what a big play deep threat he is, as well as at or near the line of scrimmage, that's where one of the key elements is, because I don't think they had the fear of speed with Martellus Bennett and with the respective speed with Zach Miller, it could change the depth of the way defenses have to play.
Hey, you just look at the way teams try to defend Greg Olsen and the speed that he has at the tight end position with the Panthers, or Rob Gronkowski and what he's able to do with the New England Patriots. Back to the phones we go. Lombard, Joe, you are on Bears All Access. A gift certificate to Sports Authority is on the line.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Good, good.
Hey, my question is, just based on the offensive and defensive lines of the two teams in the Super Bowl, no other variables, who do you think is going to win the game?
Oh, that's a great question. Just the lines, I'm going to go with Carolina. I think the interior of their rush against a quarterback like Peyton Manning can be so damaging. If they can get immediate penetration and put him in a moving portion. And I think the offensive line of Carolina, they have ability to play a freer game because, you know, they're not relying on running game to passing game. They have a quarterback that has the ability to run the ball just as well as the running backs. So that puts so much more pressure on the defensive front seven. And sometimes there's less guys at the line of scrimmage you have to block. So, to me, if I'm going to go strictly on the lines, Joe, I'm going to go with the Carolina Panthers.
All right. Our final contestant here, the final chance for someone to win the gift certificate to Sports Authority and our Sports Authority Best Caller of the Show segment, we go to Markham. Mike, you're on Bears All Access.
My question for Tom is, what do you think the Bears going to do with Matt Forte and Alshon Jeffery? And then give me your opinion. What should they do?
You know, because you have to look at all where your vulnerabilities lie in terms of the salary cap, if I could go out there and negotiate a realistic long-term contract with Alshon Jeffery, I would sign him, you know, from now in the future and make sure that he had the attitude that that complements the contract you're going to give him to be on the field healthy and ready to go. And you know, Matt Forte, I respect as much as any football player that's ever come through the Bears. But if you're looking to see a complimentary staff of runners at the running back position, I don't need to pay one guy a majority of the money for the running back position. especially what I've seen the capabilities of Jeremy Langford and the willingness of Kadeem Carey and stuff. So I could go out there and find some running backs in the draft. They're going to come and contribute. But I am sad to say that because I have so much respect for the work ethic of Matt Forte and how it's carried through throughout his other teammates.
We had some great calls, great contestants here to the Sports Authority Best Caller of the Show segment. Tom, I'm going to go with Joe from Lombard as our winner of the contest because it is rare where someone asks you a question, and he did, about which team is better in the trenches, both sides of the ball, heading into the Super Bowl 50. It's rare when someone stumps you, where you have to take a step back and kind of gather the information. So I'm going to go with Joe from Lombard as our winner tonight.
Joe's thinking inside the box. Hey. We usually, you know, hear about the Gronkowskis and the guys like that, but no, here's a guy that wants to know the inner strength of the game.
All right, this is my last chance to talk to you before Super Bowl Sunday. So who's winning this thing?
I'm going to go with Ron Rivera. I got to say, sentimentally, I'd like to see Peyton Manning win it just because of the commitment and so many people had counted him out. But I have to go with Ron Rivera. I gotta pull everything I can for an ex-teammate and a guy that I just have tremendous amount of respect for.
So Thayer's going with the Panthers, going with his heart. Thank you, Tom. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Zach.
That's Tom Thayer. I'm Zach Zaveman. Thanks to everyone for listening to Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by FanDuel, MasterCard, and Verizon.